You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You'd think that after decades of practice, an artist who specializes in drawing birds would understand pretty much everything he needs to know about his work. And yet, apparently, it's the pursuit of what the artist doesn't know that fuels his impulse to continue to refine his craft. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. David Allen Sibley, one of the world's foremost bird artists, has produced a new field guide to the birds of North America, the result of 27 years of work.
The thing that kept me going on this project for all the years was the idea that I was always learning. The excitement in it for me was getting all the information about the birds, learning how to identify them, understanding them better, and understanding the patterns of variation, fitting it all together in my own head, and then getting to know it well enough that I could put it all together in a book.
And rather than rest on his laurels, David Sibley feels that he's still learning.
The things that I'm working on right now with studying birds are some of the details of how the feathers are arranged. And I've realized that I've gotten into some habits of drawing the birds in a certain way based on what they looked like or how I understood their plumage and their patterns. And I've realized just recently that some of that is wrong because I was making assumptions or I had learned incorrectly in the beginning the basic structure of parts of the bird. So I'm studying now, looking at the feather arrangements and the details of how the feathers fit around the bird to try to correct some of these things that I've been doing wrong. What I learn when I do a sketch is all the things that I don't know about the birds that I need to study the next time. So I have a very focused idea of what I need to look at the next time I see that bird.
Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.